Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison, and I thank you kindly for being here, and I hope that everyone is doing well this evening. I've kind of got a few things to go over, if you all don't mind. The Visible by Numbers newsletter comes out July 1st, and if you would like to have your monthly personal numerology forecast delivered straight to your email, sign up for the newsletter at visiblebynumbers.com. And you'll also get some tips on the numbers as well as information on our upcoming guests on BBS Radio. And speaking of guests, we had Lisa Williams on the 15th. And, you know, God bless you all for listening. Thank you so much. And I just got a slew of email from people on that guest appearance. But I think what really touched my heart was one of the readings that Lisa did, what really presented a great deal of closure for one of our callers. And, you know, it's for me, this is a great gig. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring on the guests that we get on Visible by Numbers, and also to allow people to get readings from people that they may not have the opportunity to get a reading from. And so, you know, and when y'all email me and tell me how much you love the show, you know, it just kind of keeps me going and keeps me showing up every Monday night. So thank you so much for the emails. And, you know, of course, a lot of love goes out to Lisa Williams for finding time for us in her busy schedule and being on the show. And I'm very happy that caller kind of got some closure on a very difficult situation. So that was just a really great show. And we've got some really great guests coming up on Visible by Numbers, and one way that you can keep track of them is by the newsletter. So again, go to visiblebynumbers.com, and you'll find the sign-up box there. Just put your email in, and you're good to go. Now, next up, if you have not already, be sure to check out gethisnumber.com. A majority of the questions that I get from ladies is about relationships, compatibility. And this is really a fun website to gain a little bit of insight into the person in your love life. There's full-length, instantaneous, downloadable readings available on the site for just $9.95. Can't beat that. And each reading is 20-plus pages, so there's a lot of information there. So when you get a full reading, it gives you information not only about their energy, but how he may communicate, what his lovemaking style is, how he might argue, what he wants from you, what his birthday says about him, and there's a whole lot of details on compatibility and much, much more. So if you're wondering, is he Mr. Right? Are we compatible? If you just are wishing that you knew just a little bit more about him, this is the website for you. So visit my baby, gethisnumber.com today. Okay, well, tonight, no guests, just me, lucky, you guys. And for those of you that are listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time, I'll give you a little bit of background on myself. I have studied numerology for what seems to be a lifetime. I actually discovered numerology when I was a child. But I've only been a professional numerologist for like the past 9 years. And I do readings for people all across the USA. I've taught many, many numerology workshops. And also, you know, I've studied a wide range of metaphysical subjects. So, you know, it is my passion. This is what I love to do. And tonight, you know, the lines are open. And really what my intentions are for this show is to do readings for you. It's a 29-day. And numerically speaking, it's a perfect day to receive messages and guidance from above. So the lines will be open for the duration of the show for live numerology readings. So let me give you those numbers. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756 and that's a worldwide number. And you can also call at 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, 530-876-3222, or, and finally, 530-876-9916. And if you didn't write those down, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look under Station 1, and those telephone numbers are listed there. And as I said, the lines are open, and all I need from you really is your date of birth. And from that, I can look at the energy that's around you at this time, what type of energy is influencing your experience, what kind of energy is presenting your opportunities. I can also gain some insight into some other things about you. There's quite a bit of information that's just held in your date of birth. And you may have a question in your life even that you might, you know, want an answer to, and I can look at your chart, and I can do my best to answer your question. So feel free to give me a call. And I do think that we do have a caller, so what's up? And I want to see who's calling. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. Diane here.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I once spoke with you a while back, and it was just the best time. I had such a good, you told me so much about numbers. Can I ask a relationship question or?
Sure.
With my, or not?
Why don't you give me your date of birth first?
I'm sorry, 4/30/53.
Okay. Okay, so I've got 4/30/1953. Go. And what's your question?
It was about a relationship from,
sure,
from a birthday of 7/27/1950.
Okay, so he is 7/27/1950. Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to try to put things up side by side, and we'll see what's up. Let me just look in your chart at the moment. 7/27/1950. Okay. So what I have some comments on relationships right now, just looking at your number. So let me do that first. And you're in a 9 year. So what I want to tell you is I don't know if this relationship began this year. Did it or did it not?
No, it did not.
It began prior to this then?
Yes.
Okay.
In 08.
Excuse me?
07.
Okay.
We met in December 07.
Okay, December of 07. Because the one thing I want to tell you in this year that you're in, that a relationship, it really does get put to the test in the 9 year. And you definitely don't want to start a new relationship in a 9 year. It's about endings and completions. It's about, you know, finishing things in your life, not really beginning things. So I'm happy to hear that you met him prior to the beginning of this year.
I think I'm ending those, Allison. I think I'm ending it, truthfully.
You are ending it? Okay.
I think I am.
Well, then it makes total and complete sense. I mean,
oh,
without having to really look at his numbers, you have to look at the energy that you're dealing with, the energy that's influencing your experiences, the energy that really is what is causing, you know, strains on relationships. The nine, you've gone through a 9 year cycle, and the truth of the matter is you have many things to finish up and complete, and when it comes to people in our lives, that also includes them. There's some keepers, and then there's some that it's time to let go. And you have new opportunities, much better opportunities for a much more solid relationship and a much more lasting relationship next year than you do this year. And so I would even say with this relationship that the big test, the time when, like right now you're going to go through this month, like, really kind of doing a little bit of soul searching on this and maybe thinking back to the past and thinking about things that have happened, and I think you're going to put it into perspective.
And I really feel by September that that is going to be the strongest energy that comes in for you and the strongest energy that will cause you to, you know, decide to put this relationship to an end. And even in 9 years, you got to understand that it's time for you to move on. It definitely is time for new beginnings for you that's coming, more exciting, interesting things, that opportunities. But in 9 years, sometimes relationships that are status quo, they actually start to get worse, meaning whatever's wrong with it just gets totally worse, or whatever was bothering you about the relationship intensifies. And so that is part of, you know, divine guidance for you to end the relationship, because there's new things on the agenda. So I don't even have to look at his numbers in order to agree with you. I do want to tell you, Diane, that you, relationships don't always come easy for you. You may have had times in your life where you've actually had to start over or begin again. There is part of you that I think you hold very deep inside that you don't share. And maybe sometimes you're misunderstood as well. And so the one relationship advice that I would give you is that you need, you know, there's times when you withdraw where you need to be alone, or where you may even put up walls that you don't realize you're doing. And it's important for you to be able to share even your deepest thoughts with someone, to make them feel comfortable so that they, you know, they can relate to you. And also, you may even have some trust issues, you know, where you don't trust that,
exactly.
I do.
Everything you said is so right on.
Right. So you may have some trust issues where you just don't trust people. And you're also trying to figure them out all the time. You know, every little thing they say, every little thing they do, you're overthinking it. So you might want to, you know, understand that, that trust is a hard thing for your love. You're one of those people whose love is a very rare treasure. You don't necessarily, that intimate, that really deep love, you don't give that easily. And a lot of that is just being afraid to trust and believe that you're lovable and believe that somebody could love you. So, you know, you might also want to look at yourself and try to be more open to receiving and believing that you really are, you know, immensely lovable. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I really do.
Okay.
I do.
You're such a deep person, I'll tell you what. But you're very charming. That birthday number says you're incredibly charming as well. But, you know, sometimes you come across maybe as being lighthearted and playful and lots of lovely little things, but, you know, sometimes the deeper part of you doesn't get shown. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, because I don't show, you're right, because it's an intimate thing when you, you know, to open up. It's a hard thing to do. Is that, what would the most compatible, well, I know, and I'm not bringing him up because I'm really over him, but he's also in a 9 year.
Sure.
So,
sure.
That's probably, and we both have sevens in our numbers, and which isn't, I mean, I don't know. So,
right.
What numbers should I look for in my next relationship?
Okay. Well, what I would say about the seven is it's almost unto itself. It's almost like you're on a different wavelength. And if he has sevens in his chart, that's really very positive for you guys, because he's also on his own wavelength. The problem is getting together, that you actually would meet in the same room occasionally or on the same turf occasionally. You know, depending on how strong the seven energy is in his chart and where exactly it is in his chart, sometimes two sevens coexist, but they don't actually, they never get to that intimacy aspect.
You're absolutely right. Oh, my goodness. So that's not good. That's what happened.
Yeah. And so, it's almost like, you know, I could have my separate bedroom, my separate space, my separate everything, and then every once in a while you meet, but it's just, you know, both of you keep things deep down. I think that your birthday shows that you're talkative. And I'm sure that you could talk and you're very charming, but it's also, you know, you're not sharing deeper things as well. So I think for you, somebody that has the third, a three in their chart would be really essential, because you do, enjoy a good conversation. You also need somebody who's mental. You are an intelligent person. You need somebody who challenges your brain. And so you need somebody with a big brain. So a 5 would be a lovely selection for you, because a 5 has a desire for knowledge, a desire, they're usually very open-minded. They tend to embrace spirituality. And so you can build a relationship there on just the mental aspects. And the cool thing about a 5 is they like their freedom. So when a 7 doesn't really want their space, the 5 is really happy about that because the 5 can go running off doing what they want to do, you know, and they're very happy to be free, you know. A 7 doesn't really want to hang on to things, and a 5, you know, doesn't like to be hung on to, so sometimes that works out well. I think you could work out well with a 7, but you got to share that spiritual base, and you also both have to understand just how you can overthink things, make mountains out of molehills, how deep it is, you know, and how your thought process is just so unique. And but you've got to have that communication. So I think you need somebody who can make you laugh, really. I think you need somebody with a 3. I think a 5 is a wonderful energy to match up with you. Now, I don't have every number that you have in your chart. That comes in with a full reading when I can use your name, and we can't do that on the radio. But, you know, you can also, if you want to, Diane, I don't know if I've done a reading for you where you would be in my database, but you can email me your full name at birth and put in your date of birth as well. And tomorrow I'll just pull up your full chart, and then I'll absolutely, if I see anything different, I'll give you some different numbers, okay, of what to look for in someone.
What a doll. Allison.
Me my pleasure, because I can't do it here.
You're fabulous. God bless.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Diane. Appreciate it.
I had a great time with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So that with that little call with Diane kind of, I guess, would pretty much demonstrate what, you know, I'm talking about. So what I can do for you with an on-air reading. So I think I've got another caller. So who's calling?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Frances calling.
Hi, Frances. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Allison?
Good. Did you want to give me your date of birth?
Sure. April 28.
4/28. And what's your year of birth, dear?
76. I think I'm a 1.
Okay. Well, we'll... Okay. And do you have a specific question, Frances?
I do, I guess, depending on how much you can tell me, I'm looking for direction in career, and this is something that I have been working on, and it's been kind of ongoing for the last little while, and I'm a bit frustrated. I'm trying to make some movement in that direction and would appreciate some insight.
Sure. Okay, well, you have very strong 1 energy, not only in your life path number, which is really kind of a really great number, Frances, because that's a good karma number you got going on there. And you also have a very strong energy in your birthday number. So it goes without question that you have to find something with a career that possibly is your own business. Start your own business or something that comes from your own hand, your own ideas. Because you're very creative, you're very much an out-of-the-box thinker, you're very inventive, and you also are your own person. You're, you know, from what I see in this energy, that you may not, you're not so much a follower, but you're a leader, and so you really kind of got to own that. You do have a challenge to that, however, where somewhere, somehow, in your early years, maybe in your childhood, someone or something or an experience may have actually eroded your self-confidence or your self-worth, or maybe on some level, you know, it made you feel, you know, that you may be not aware of just what you can accomplish in this life, but you've got some major energy here that's talking about great success in life. You've got those numbers very solid in the first 2 numbers in your chart. But the challenge, you know, you have to own that. and you have to believe in yourself, and you have to, you know, the only person who could define who you are, the only person that can empower you with confidence is you, so you have to make that choice. Now, where, because I don't have all the information, again, I have to look at what I can see here. And where the pinnacle that you are in really allows for just about anything. But communication, networking, sales, marketing, publishing, writing, anything having to do with words, this pinnacle is very supportive of that. I do see, you know, quite frankly, I'm going to tell you that I do see whether it's marriage or children or duty and responsibility to family coming up for you in, let me see how many years here. Like from 36 to 44, there's a tremendous amount of duty and responsibility and possibly, you know, children, raising children or having, if you, and you also, I can see where there's 45 to 33, we've got some 11 energy that comes in, so there's a great deal of spirituality, and you have some very strong spiritual pinnacles that come in after 45. I wish I could see everything that's here for you. But, you know, you're a very physical person, which is wonderful. But I see a lot of spiritual coming in. God, that's major. Even fame and money even coming in, especially at the age of 45. What is it that you do now?
Oh, it's totally unrelated to what I want. I mean, I know, and I've had people tell me I should do my own business, but I don't know what I want to do. That's the problem.
Sure.
I mean, I have interest in so many things. I can't seem to focus on something that I think would be something that I enjoy and make money at. Right now, I'm in an office job, and it's enough to pay the bills and allows me the time to do the other things I'm sort of exploring, but I'm a little bit, I guess I'm a bit impatient, and I kind of want to move on.
Well, you're a one, and patience is not your virtue. You're also in this five pinnacle, and I got to tell you, you're going to be in it for a while. And then with that comes, you know, having difficulty settling down to any one thing. And so, you know, the five energy, it's all about the experience. It's all about diversity. It's all about trying many new things. It's all about the adventure. And people that, when the five energy is around, you know, the one thing you got to love about the fives is they're good at everything they try. They're good at everything they do. You can find them in just about any industry. So you have that energy around you. So really, during this time, I would just try many things. And then based upon that, you're going to discover what you want and what you want to do. But I agree wholeheartedly that I see for you that it's something you create by your own hand, something that you, you know, you'll get a dream or a vision or maybe invent something or have a very unique idea. And starting your own business is the way to go for you. You will be much happier being in charge, much happier. You just got to work on that confidence thing and that, you know. And also, honey, I don't know if you realize this, but you've got some artistic ability going on here and also a gift with words as well. And I don't know if you realize, because your first challenge in life that you're dealing with has to do with the fact that you're a little bit of a star, that you're very artistically gifted and that you are very attractive and people enjoy you. So you got some star quality going on as well. So I don't know if you feel a desire with, you know, to write things or if you feel a desire to do acting, theater, or anything like that, but you are gifted in that arena as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's going, I don't know. But I really do see, I wish I could see the full everything that's in your chart. Unfortunately, on the radio, we can't take everybody's birth name and do all that.
Right.
So, again, the only thing I'm going to say to you is I'm going to say this. This is a 7-year for you. And with that being said, this is a year that you're doing some soul searching, that you're thinking things through. It's not necessarily, you may reflect upon the past, you may think about things that have gone on, but you want to rest this year, you don't really want to start things, you don't want to worry about the career so much this year. Really work on whether it's meditating, whether it is, you know, developing inner self, whether it's going to school, whether it's just going to workshops or reading books or anything that's self-improving or anything that has to do with knowledge, you really want to go there this year. Take that time. Embrace this year for what it is. And you'll know next year. You'll start to be, you know, within the next 2 years, you're definitely going to, you know, get a clear sense of what direction you want to go in. But I have to say, I do see, do you have children already or no?
No.
Well, I see marriage and children really after the age of 36 for you.
Okay.
She's going, oh, what I do.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, you can call me back when you're 36 on a radio show. God forbid if I'm here. Maybe I will be, maybe I won't, but you can call me back. I just see, you know, that you're going to be spending, like, I see marriage, I see family coming up for you.
Do you see me running a business and having a family?
You absolutely can.
Really?
You're a one. Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely.
But you can't.
You know, it's very unusual. I got to tell you. People that have one energy, and I'm going to just say this for anybody that's listening, you know, it's actually quite normal to see where a person that has one energy, especially as strong as you have, where they may spend great periods of their life not committed to in a relationship, almost on their own. Because independence, you're learning to stand on your own 2 feet, you're learning independence, you're trying to live life your way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to fit in a mold where somebody else did something. You kind of want to find your place in this world. And independence, being confident, strong-willed, all of those things are part of your gifts. It's not unusual not to see somebody that doesn't actually have children, that doesn't actually have the marriage experience written into their chart.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, from 36 to 44, that definitely is going to be your experience. So that's what I want to tell you there. But anyhow, if you want, again, just like I said with the other caller, you can toss me an email. My email address is right there on the Visible by Number pages on BBS.
Mm-hmm.
If you will put in your name that is found on your birth certificate and re-put in your date of birth, what I will do is I will just pull your full chart so I can look at the whole picture. And what I want to really concentrate on is what is that expression number saying, and then I'll give you some advice tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good, Frances?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, anyhow, you know, hi. I'll be right with you, caller. What I want to say to everyone is there's a great deal of insight and guidance that comes from the date of birth. And I could tell you a lot of stuff from that. But sometimes, you know, some of these questions and some of these things, it's, you know, I have to bring in the name given at the date of birth. That's where the rest of the information comes from when we actually configure a full numerology chart. And, you know, I'm a very kind person. I'm a very generous person. And when I can't answer your question on air, you know, I'll, you know, email me and I'll be happy to send you that information after I get that opportunity. But I can't ask people. I hope you all understand this. I can't ask you to give me your birth name on the radio. So that's why we try to limit the readings to just the date of birth. Okay, and with all of that being said, I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, who's calling?
Jeanette.
Can you say your name again?
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
4/11/1952.
1952. Okay. And Jeanette, do you have a specific concern or question?
Finances.
Okay, super. Let me look then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you are in, let me see what pinnacle you're in. Okay.
Eight.
All right. You are in an eight personal year, and you know, I got to tell you, with your life path, you have got you've got some numbers that there's ups and downs with finances. You know, sometimes you're in the money and sometimes you're not. But the one thing with you that you can always count on is no matter where you are in life, things will indeed event change because change is constant for you.
Yeah.
And you know, you probably in your life have had more experiences, more jobs, more relationships, more money coming in and leaving and than most travel, adventure, whatever, than most people because you're a five And you don't have to live life by other people's rules. You're a free spirit, a little bit of a bohemian, and life for you is an adventure. So you can make some mistakes with money, but you're in an 8 personal year, and I have to say that this is going to place a great deal of emphasis on dollars and cents this year. In all honesty, in an 8 personal year, it's a year of rewards for us. But it's based upon what we have done in the past 7 years. So if you've worked really, really hard, if you've been very ethical, if you have, you know, tried your best, this should be a very rewarding year for you financially. And it actually, most people experience the 8 year as being very positive. When they fill out their, you know, tax return the next year, they usually see this year as being a year that they've actually earned the most money. So money is around you. Also in your last cycle, it looks to me as though abundance and money does want to come around you as well. So I wouldn't be terribly concerned that maybe, are you currently on, laid off?
No, no.
You have a job?
Yes.
Well, this year should you should get a promotion, and it should be tied to some kind of money. And I would guess that that promotion may raise a promotion or some form of money should be coming to you in September. You also should get people, you should start to notice how many people thank you or recognize what you're doing or what you've done, or maybe they've seen, you know, something that you've done and they say, you know, that was a really great job. And this might even start happening even in your personal life where your friends thank you or family members, or you get some recognition for the good work that you do. And this year really should build your confidence about what you're capable of doing. You should feel pretty good about yourself. And so I'm really feeling that you should get a promotion this year, actually, and I think that that should happen in September.
Is that the best time for promotion and money?
Yes. Yes, I think you should know in September, absolutely. You might even get, the way that your chart's kind of configured is, in September you may actually get a promotion to where you actually may have to start a new job. It's not like a brand new job, but a different aspect of your job. You'd have to finish up things in October and actually start something new in October. But this is supposed to be a year of rewards for you, so I wouldn't be awfully concerned about finances. I would just, you know, you should get some good news, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your intuition. Ask for guidance, girl, because you've got some psychic energy going on, okay?
And that's true. I get a lot of dreams and tell people around me, and it ends up coming true.
Well, you have some very strong energy in your chart. So, you know, all the time... Go ahead.
And I dreamt... Yeah.
Okay. Just ask like, if you want some guidance, ask before you go to sleep at night. And if you want to validate what I said, say, I got a reading from Allison today, and I just kind of would like to get some validation about this when I sleep tonight, so give me a dream. And see what you dream tonight. You might get they might just say, yep, Allison's right. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jeanette. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Okay, so, all right. So, anyhow, as I said, and those of you that are listening, what I'm doing tonight is I'm just hanging out on my show, and I'm doing numerology readings for anyone that wants to call in. So I'm going to give out the numbers again. You can call toll-free worldwide at 888-815-9756. You can call at 530-776-5185. 530-413-4511, 830-876-3222, and you can also call in at 530-876-9916, and I'm just using your date of birth, and I'm answering questions and giving people insight on, you know, whatever numbers are in their chart. And you know, if you need to know your personal year number, I mean, that's one of the most important numbers that people should know. They should keep track of that. And because that's where your opportunities come in every year. And So you understand what your personal year number, you know, it can really, on so many levels, help you to know how to conduct business throughout the year. And like I said at the top of the show, that my Visible by Numbers newsletter, which you can sign up for it at visiblebynumbers.com, not only do I send the monthly forecast, so, you know, anyone that just got a reading, you know, go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, because then I can really give you some in-depth information on a month-by-month basis. But also at the beginning of the year when I send out the newsletter, I explain what the personal year numbers are, and I give people the instructions as to how to find their personal year numbers so that it's very simple, it's very easy, and, you know, then you get the guidance. Again, it comes at the beginning of the year and it comes on a monthly basis. So, again, go to visiblebynumbers.com, sign up for the newsletter. Now, you know, in general, well, I guess I'll hold that thought because I have another caller. Hi, who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this? What's your name? What's your name? Do you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Can you hear me now?
I hear you great. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Christina, and my date of birth is 5-16-1969.
5-16-1969. Okay, do you have a general question, or do you want me to just look at your chart and tell you what I see?
Just what you see. I've been reading up on numerology, and I'm fascinated by it, but I'm still stuck on, like the personal years and what the numbers really mean.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll give you what I see here, so in what this information is telling me. You're one of those people that have a karmic life path. You have some karma that you're working out in this lifetime, and I don't want you to sit there and go, oh, my God, you know, I'm being punished, because that's not the way it is. It's like your soul, you know, went through some past lives. It really kind of reviewed it and said, you know what, in this lifetime, I really want to work that out, and I really want to learn that lesson. And so you've actually written some experiences into this lifetime to help your soul grow in consciousness or in wisdom or whatever you want to call it. Now, your karma is a 19, so what I'm going to tell you for you is you may struggle with your own power, meaning, you know, you may back away from your power, or you may find that you are put in situations in your life. It could be with your family that raised you, with work. It could be with relationships where you struggle to stand on your own two feet, or you're held back, or maybe somebody dominates over you, or sometimes, you know, finding your place and your power and your voice is difficult for you. And that has to do with the 19 karmic number that your life path is. I can see here that you're very, very sensitive. You're actually, well, you are an old soul. I mean, I want you to know that, but you're also very sensitive. I feel that part of your problem might be that you really need, you don't like the fighting or the confrontations. You need peace around you. Maybe you try to pacify people. You try to, you know, give them what they want to keep them happy, to keep harmony in your life. And in the process of that, you know, maybe you're not standing up for yourself sometimes. I want to also share with you that I feel that you're very intuitive, very psychic, very empathic, strongly clairsentient. You know things without knowing why you know them. You just know stuff. So I want you, I hope that you meditate. I hope that you, you know, work with that, because, you know, you've got a built-in internal guidance system here with some of these numbers. I also want to say that you really have wonderful mental facilities as far as being able to reason things through, to analyze. And so, you know, when you're talking about, you know, I've looked into numerology, you actually have talent. If you were to study numerology, and if it isn't numerology, some subject that is metaphysical or some spiritual subject, you actually would be extraordinary at it, because you will study something to the point of becoming an expert, because you need, you need to understand something to that capacity. And so, and with your intuitiveness, your psychic stuff, you add that to any divination tool, and you've got magic. So I would really absolutely encourage you to keep up with your studies with numerology or whatever you're drawn to. Your brain, you know, you're very good at, you know, being able to draw conclusions and come up with insight. And so I think that you would just could actually study something and really be tremendous in being, maybe even being able to bring new thought to that particular spiritual tool. So, you know, there's endless possibilities there. I really would like to see you meditate and really work on that because you got some gifts there, girl. Now you are you're in a 5 year this year, and you, let's see, 69, 79. How old are you exactly?
I just turned 40.
Okay. Well, you're in a 5 year and a five pinnacle. So, you know, since the age of 36, it's hard to settle things down with you, that whether it's change in residence, change in relationships, change all around you, having to adjust to unexpected things. That pretty much has been the pinnacle, but this year specifically for you is your 5 years. So this is the year where you are much more open to change on an internal level, but also you are, it actually is happening around you. So you should expect the unexpected this year. If you want to change your job, if you want to change your relationships or where you live or anything in your life that isn't really making you happy, this is the energy that not only encourages you to do it, but it allows it. So you really want to hone in on that this year, but I'm going to caution you that you need to think things through and don't do things impulsively, but rather make sure it's for your greatest and highest good. It's okay to make changes this year. It is your year to do that, absolutely. Also, you know, you've got a tremendous amount, especially, wow, almost for a great deal of your life. You know, it's like there's a little spiritual guru that lives inside of you. You know that, don't you? And you've really got tremendous opportunities ahead if you were to go off in a spiritual direction. You know, when they use the word light worker, they're talking about you. If you were to go off in a direction with something, you know, a tool like numerology, palmistry, astrology, or whatever, you know, you've really got some very supportive pinnacles for that. I mean, not necessarily pinnacles, but cycles. Your cycles are definitely supporting that. You could do very well at it, so I really want to encourage you with that. I really do. Have you ever thought about that, being a numerologist or something like that?
Actually, it just seemed to be this last year that I've always known that I know things, but I don't pay attention, but this year I have. It's just I don't know what direction, and I know I want to teach, but I don't know. This teaching keeps coming to me, and I don't know why. And so that's. And then I heard about numerology. The astrology was interesting to me too, but I've just the numerology seems to grasp at me more so. And I've always been told I was intuitive, and I do know things. And I'm like, well, how do I know that? But I turn it off.
That's your choice. I'm just saying that with a lot of the energy here. You know, a spiritual teacher, like I teach workshops, I teach numerology, and so, you know, that's what the seven energy does. You know, your birthday number is talking about that. And so you can teach.
I just don't know how to go about it. I think that's what it stopped me. I just don't know how to start it. I don't want to turn it off anymore. I know that it's there, and it keeps coming back, and I can't turn it off anymore. It's just, everywhere I turn, it's there.
Yeah, you've got a tremendous amount of this. I think you'd be extraordinary at it. What you need to do is make up your mind, number one, okay, and clearly choose and then concentrate on it and think about it and see yourself as being a numerologist or astrologer or whatever it is that you want to be and visualize it. And then, you know, the meditation in the form of meditating daily, you know, send out that message that show me the way, send me my teachers, allow the workshops and the classes or whatever it is that I need in order to take me down this path to be manifested into my life. And that's where, you know, you are, can be a wonderful manifester, especially with that seven energy. So you just let them know, I'm ready for my gurus. I'm ready to be, send me my teachers. Send me the direction to go in. And I assure you that when you think about something 24/7, you will create it. And, you know, the one fascinating thing, the only thing I could tell you about numerology is if ever you wanted the answers to everything, everything on this planet, I mean, numerology is extraordinary. It's far more than they give it credit for, because it really helps explain so much. People in your life,
yeah.
Why things happen the way they happen. There's order in this universe. It's an amazing tool. I think you'd be wonderful at it. So just meditate daily, really.
It's directed me too, because I think my son has it, and he's also born on a 7-day, and I don't know how to help him, and I don't want him to go through what I went through. So that's what I think is pushing me more, because I see it in him. He's just like I am, and I'm like, and nobody could help me, and so I would get frustrated. And so I think that's why also I'm like, I know I need to do this.
Right,
he's
right.
A 7 as well, and I can see it in him already.
Right.
Well, he's only 9.
Right. Well, it's a talent that you have. It's whenever you find that energy in the birthday number is telling you that these are very specialized talents and abilities that you brought with you to help you out with what it is that you came to do. It's kind of like the analogy that I use with my clients is, what the birthday number is telling you is, you know, I'm going on a vacation to the Bahamas. What do I want to pack? I'm going to pack my sunglasses, my sunscreen, my towel, my bathing suit. The birthday number is what you chose to pack in your luggage, in your talents and abilities to help you out with what you came to do. Your challenges in life is the fact that you're almost too psychic, my dear. You're almost too empathic. You connect to people's energy. And I feel that this can create big problems for you sometimes, being around people, because they, just their energy can affect you and can influence you and can bother you. You know, and you've got to learn how to ground your energy. I'm going to give you that tip right now. Ground your energy, because if you start reading, one of the reasons why you can be an extraordinary reader is because you actually can blend with other people's energy, and because of being able to fall into their energy, it helps you to do a better reading, because you actually are in their space and pulling that information from that space, which really makes you even more insightful. So, you know, it's up to you. And again, you know, you can always, again, send me an email, put your full name on your birth certificate and your date of birth, and I can literally do your full chart. I can look at what the expression number is, and I can be a little bit more specific if you like.
Okay.
Send it to me in my email, and I'd be happy to, you know, I'm with all these people I'm telling tonight, I'm just going to forewarn everybody. It might take me a little bit to get to you, but I'll get to you. You'll get an answer from me. Happy to look at that for you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
That's in the direction I need to go, I'm sure.
All right, dear. All right. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. So, from the looks of it, we probably got time for one more reading, and not sure whether or not we're going to have a caller, but, you know, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. At 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, 530-876-3222, and finally, 530-876-9916. Probably got time for one more caller. Now, people, you know, they ask me, well, why do I want a reading, or what can numerology offer? And you've heard, you know, just a small bit of what numerology has to offer. But I think one of the most important things that it does is it really gives you insight into your own personal energy, what you came into this lifetime with. And your energy is found in your date of birth, in the name you were given at birth. And, you know, this is who you are. It's your talents and it's your abilities. It's your preferences. It's your desires, your dreams. Everything that is you is explained with your numerology chart. And I think that one of the beauty of receiving a numerology reading is it helps you to embrace yourself. And I think that's really an important thing and something that we all need to do. And I'm going to stop this little chit-chat, and I'm going to go to my caller. Hi, who is calling? Hello? Can you hear me? If you've got the radio turned up, if you're standing by your computer, you really want to step away from your computer and turn it down. And
we're going to put someone else on with you, okay?
Okay, great.
I don't think they're answering.
Okay, great. I was hearing my own self in the feedback.
Okay. And possibly the person who is holding hung up now, too.
Oh, that's no problem. That's okay, Don. I can
okay.
Wing it, dear. Okay, no problem. Okay. And for those of you that want to call in, you know, if you listen to the radio show, you definitely want to walk away from it and go to another room because, you know, sometimes we get the feedback of the radio show. And when that caller called, I was actually hearing myself talking in the background, which was very interesting. It was like Allison being in two places at once. So anyhow, what I was saying and what I really want to explain to you about
numerology. You got another caller.
We got another caller? Okay, super. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good.
You want to give me your date of birth, please?
It's 2/14/80.
And what's your question? Or do you have a question? Or you just want me to see what I see?
Yeah, no question.
No question. Okay, so you're born February 14th, 1980. So, you know, wow, you are a brainiac. You really, you know, the first two numbers in your chart really are showing great, you are a mental person. I really meant to use that intelligence of yours. You are like a wise old sage Buddha yourself, you know. You brought spiritual wisdom with you. It's so strong in you. This lifetime, you have choices. I mean, sometimes people with a seven life path can actually be more scientific, but if they go the spiritual direction, they really can be spiritual teachers. I'll be very talented at, you know, any aspect of us in the metaphysical, spiritual philosophy, you know, because you brought this stuff with you. It's not about you learning in this lifetime. It's about you remembering what you already know. You already know this stuff. You, whatever you do, be a specialist. Study something to the point of being an expert, because you really can teach. When you open yourself up, when you find something you love, when you learn it, then you can definitely teach others and enlighten others. You have teacher healer energy there in that life path number. You may actually be a very good healer because of your birthday number as well. I got to tell you, you're working out some life lessons. For you, you may find, you know, what I got to tell you is there's karma in a past life. You maybe were involved in a love affair that caused somebody else to have to start their life over. And in this lifetime, you yourself will have to begin again, where your life kind of falls apart and you have to start on new ground and build it all over again. And that's part of the karma that you brought in this lifetime. Has that happened to you yet, Mark?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of that. But I would say it's already happened, but I haven't improved yet.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I want to just tell you, wherever you are, whenever this happens, you know, when our life starts to fall around us, we tend to, like, not understand or see the good in it. But I can assure you that when it's all said and done, although it's difficult and change is difficult, but when it's all said and done, you're going to be able to look back at this time and you're going to understand how you were put in a better place and that you may actually be happier after the fall of this or whatever's going on. You'll be happier. I really would just really want to push you. Oh, God. I just, you know, you're a light worker in every sense of the word. You are a teacher. You have incredible wisdom, and your brain is a very valuable tool. Very psychic. You know you're psychic. You need to pay attention to your gut feelings, your instincts. If you know things and you have no reason to know them, just trust that you've brought that wisdom with you. Your journey in this lifetime will bring around you many teachers and many things, all things spiritual experiences. That's just part of why you're here. Some people, and you may feel lonely and you may feel that you're different, and indeed you are. I mean, I'm sorry to report that, but you are different. Sevens are on different wavelengths. You think too, you think things to such detail and depth, and what you know, and sometimes it feels lonely, and you feel as though you're in this life and you're on this path and everybody else is on their path, and you may feel at times like, am I the only one that sees things this way? But you have beauty in your soul with this number and tremendous wisdom. But you almost, there's part of you that's a little bit of a hermit. Do you understand? That just wants to go off into the woods. You know what I'm saying? And just
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So for you, meditation is key. So just meditate, meditate, meditate. This year, if you're in the middle of a breakup or a relationship, this is the year that you're meant to do it. I want you to know that. You're in a 9-year completions and endings. So this is the year where you let go of everything, Mark, and next year you have new opportunities coming, okay? And I'm sorry to say, but I ran out of time. So, hey, email me if you want, and like I told everybody else, and I'll send you tips in the email, okay?
Wow, you were right on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark, for calling. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm kind of running out of time. I'm running over. Don's going to kick me out of here, so I got to go. So thanks so much for everybody that called in, everybody that was listening. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful night, and I'll be back again next week. Night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
You were listening to The Peaceful Planet synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet Show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.